On the campaign trail, Barack Obama and John McCain have clashed on foreign policy issues from North Korea to Iran, and they've laid out very different exit strategies from Iraq. But whoever the next U.S. president is, there will likely be more foreign policy continuity than there was the last time the White House changed hands. NPR's Michelle Kellerman explains why.
When President Bush first got to the White House, the mantra in foreign policy was anything but Clinton. The Bush administration turned away from President Clinton's peace efforts in the Middle East and accused North Korea of cheating on a disarmament deal brokered by the Clinton administration. Now, 8 years later, the Bush administration is trying to keep a new disarmament deal with North Korea from unraveling. Former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, a Democrat who supports Barack Obama, says whoever wins in November will likely pick up on this.
I think that there will be certain elements of continuity where the Bush administration finally figured out that diplomacy was a good idea and went back to the kinds of things that the Clinton administration actually had been doing. It's unfortunate that as far as North Korea is concerned, that lapse of 6 years meant that the North Koreans had a nuclear explosion and are now able to make something like 6 to 7 nuclear weapons.
A former top aide to Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice offers a more favorable view of the secretary's role in this new, more traditional, realist foreign policy. Nicholas Burns, who now teaches at Harvard University, says, for instance, if Rice doesn't have an Israeli-Palestinian peace deal by January, she will at least hand off a process to the next administration. And he credits her with mending fences with allies and working with friends on Iran and North Korea.
I think that she's been able to tee up some of these issues, North Korea and Iran in particular, where either McCain or Obama could then take them and begin running faster in this as the baton is passed from one administration to the next. I think Secretary Rice has done a great service to whomever is elected.
Not everyone is upbeat about this return to realist diplomacy. Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, John Bolton, complained earlier this year that the State Department was already acting as if Obama were president.
They are on their knees waiting for the Obama administration. The State Department is culturally and politically well to the left of almost any Republican administration.
But Burns, the former number three at the State Department, says one thing he's learned is that diplomatic breakthroughs don't come unless you talk.
But it seems to me that we've made a certain amount of progress on the North Korea issue because we approached the North Koreans and had a series of discussions with them over several years. We should now do the same with Iran, as some of the other recalcitrant states around the world.
Nicholas Burns is expecting some continuity on Iran and thinks the next U.S. president should continue to work with the Europeans, Russian, and Chinese, who have laid out a package of incentives and disincentives to rein in Iran's nuclear program. Flint Leverett, who was on President Bush's national security staff, hopes for an entirely new approach toward Iran, what he calls a grand bargain.
The next president of the United States, whoever he is, needs to reorient American policy toward the Islamic Republic of Iran as fundamentally as President Nixon reoriented American policy toward the People's Republic of China in the early 1970s.
Speaking at the New America Foundation this week, Leverett said he thinks U.S. diplomats are trying to keep options open for the next president.
I think that the chances of this administration doing really, really serious damage beyond what's already been done is pretty small. And so I think if a new president comes in and really wants to take this different kind of strategic agenda with Iran, it will be possible to do so.
He's annoyed that so far the presidential debates over Iran have focused on low-order tactical issues, such as whether Obama would really meet Iran's president, which McCain says is naive. Five former secretaries of state, Republican and Democrat, have called for engaging Iran. Leverett argues the question should be talks to what end rather than at what level. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.